You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
When the crowd wants more, I bring on the thunder. Cause you got my back and I'm not going under. You're my point, you're my guard, you're the perfect chord. And I see our names together on every billboard.
We're headed for the top, we got it on lock. We make them say, hey! And we'll keep rocking. Oh, there's no way I can make it without you. Do it without you.
Welcome one, welcome all to the big interview here on The Edge on Air. .com. It's the morning grind here at some chaotic radio. We got Lucas and we got Nikki joining yours truly here. Dr. Pete, again, on the edge on air.com, the greatest music you never heard. We got a very, very, very cool person, cool interview for this morning. He is in town this weekend. That's right. He's in your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana area Saturday and Sunday, January 24th and 25th, and he's joining us this morning to talk about all these awesome things and this awesome weekend and his career from Austin and Alley to your doorstep. That's right, Calum Worthy here. Calum, so finally, now we can ask you, welcome to Chicago. How's it been so far?
I'm actually not in Chicago yet. I actually fly out tonight.
Ooh, okay. We heard some of your pals are already in the Windy. Are you still out in the West Coast then?
Yeah, I'm still in Santa Monica. I'm actually just getting ready to go to the studio right now. It's for filming tonight. But then I'll hop in a red eye and I'll see you tomorrow.
Wow, so it's really early for him, guys.
Super early.
That's dedication. We got Calum Worthy on the line. We got Lucas. We got Nikki with us here on Chaotic Radio on the Edge on air.com. Now, I want to start with this one. We have so many fans that wrote in. We're going to try to get to some of those fan questions, of course.
Most of those people are probably my mother, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, I hear she's funny, too. So, you know, people say you're funny, she's funny, I'm just funny looking. That's how it all works here, and that's why
that's
I'm in radio.
Right, yeah.
Got to start with this one, Tween Stars Live. It's happening this weekend, back-to-back dates in Chicago. How did this come about? How did it get, you know, you and all these other, you know, huge celebs like Spencer Boldman, I joke, is one of Chicago's own. He spent some time here this summer. How was it like to get that call?
I was really stoked. I mean, the person, Mike Gold, who is putting on the event, he's amazing, and we've all worked with him a lot over the years. And he told us about this idea he had for Tween Stars Live and asked if we'd be a part of it. And all of us immediately jumped on it because I thought it was such a great idea and such a great way to interact with the fans and to meet and thank all the people that have been watching our shows over the last few years.
And that's great. And Calum, thank you for coming in. I am Lucas Stavropoulos with The Edge on Air. Just a quick question. I have been going through my broadcasting career. I've been having troubles. And, you know, but I've also been through positives in my broadcasting career so far. So throughout your acting career, I just want to know, what kind of struggles did you go through and how hard was it to get to where you are at now, of course, with the Disney Channel?
Well, I think the hardest part is when you're not working. And as an actor, a lot of the time you spend your life just not actually being on set and not working on any project. So I think the hardest thing is those months or years when you don't get any job. And you could actually be doing really well and be really well known, but actually not book anything. And that's probably the hardest part.
So when that happens, like, what do you do? Do you, like, you know, spend your time practicing, like going to classes just to try to keep your skills, you know, fresh and new? Or you just, like, what kind of things do you do in that downtime?
Usually rehab is usually where I spend most of my time in that time. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, acting classes.
Oh, I was like, wow.
And I'm also a writer as well, so I've started my own production company. I've written on Austin Alley, and I've created a couple other shows for Disney Channel. So I've been lucky that on the off time, I've been able to create my own work.
You're a producer for Just Kidding, right, on Disney XD?
I am, yeah.
That's awesome. How did that, like, come about? Like, were you just given the opportunity because of something that you've done previously, or how did that come about?
Yeah, well, I created a show called The Copper Top Flop Show, which is a sketch comedy show on Disney Channel.
Okay.
And we were about to go into production of our third season of Austin Alley, and they said, hey, when we're done this, would you be interested in you and your team, Derek and Kelly, for my writing partners, show running this next season of this prank show called Just Kidding, and we were like, that sounds awesome. And they really let us do what we want, and we really were able to make the kind of show we wanted to and make the kind of sketch we wanted to and create these weird, wacky characters, and they kind of let us do whatever we thought was funniest.
Awesome.
Lucas back here with the Edge on Air. I was just wondering as well, you've been through so many roles in your life. I just want to know, you know, which production did you like the most and did you enjoy the most going through your career?
I mean, I think all of them have been amazing for so many reasons, but I got to say Austin Alley has been an incredible experience because it's gone on for so long. We really have a family on set, and it's going to be very sad whenever the show ends.
It most definitely will. So, like, since you, I know you've been in, like, numerous roles, you started acting at a very young age. At what point did you realize you wanted to be an actor?
I kind of started wanting to be an actor when I was 4 years old. I saw Home Alone, and I kept reciting all the lines from the movie and reacting, and I think my parents got very annoyed by that. But I really just kept saying I wanted to be an actor, I really want to do this. And then around when I was 8 or 9, I kept asking, and they decided to finally put me in acting classes and finally help me go along this journey. But I think really when I decided to as an adult, it was probably when I was 17, I was working on this TV show in Australia, and I had such a blast, and I was loving the experience. I really thought, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a really good movie, by the way, Home Alone. Like, I love it. Love it, love it.
Oh, it's awesome, right?
Yes, it's hilarious. So you also just had a movie come out, All She Wishes. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. It was really, really cool. I got offered that project right when I finished Austin Alley, and I was really stoked because it was similar to the character of Dez, but different enough. It's the story about this girl who makes a wish on her birthday for her dream date to her Valentine's Day dance, and suddenly this guy shows up, and apparently I'm her idea of a cool guy in the show, and we end up teaching each other about life and falling in love, and I play an actor from L.A., who has never been able to experience normal life in high school. And that's something that I experienced myself growing up. While I did go to high school, I was away so much of the time that I never got to have a normal childhood. So I had a really great time playing it and trying to portray the weird things that I experienced in real life.
Now, I got to jump in here again. We got Cam Worthy online on theedgeonair.com. Now, this is I hope you take this the right way, and being a comedian, you know, we keep it real here. Erica writes in and says, being a fellow redhead, what's it like not to have a soul?
Okay. Well, thank you, first of all, for the question, and thank you for talking about my red hair. It is tough not having a soul. it's been something I've struggled with my whole life, and I just hope I find one. Okay. I might need a soul mate for that, though.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, Nikki's always looking for a prom date, so.
I love redheads.
There, love is in the air this weekend at both locations for Tween Stars Live.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The show's going to be so much fun, and I guarantee everyone that comes is going to have the time of their life. It's really an amazing show.
We also had somebody write in, a fan, and asked, who do you look up to? Who are your favorite comedians that you truly, you know, idolize, look up to, you know, maybe try to emulate in some respects?
Who do I look up to? Well, physically once I looked up to Owen Wilson because he's very tall. So physically I used to look up to him when we were working together in this movie. But I guess he would be one of them. People like Tom Hanks and Robin Williams, I think have just done an amazing job at having such a diverse career but still being a comedian at heart. And I think I think one of the reasons that I really respect those two people is they also seem to really understand the journey of being an actor, and they also were able to stay very real throughout the entire their entire career.
Okay, so back to like movies. So you also mentioned that you're going to be in a horror film next Halloween.
Ah!
Yeah, it's gonna be weird.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's this movie called Blackburn. It's about a group of kids who go camping one summer, and they end up getting stuck between a forest fire and a rock slide, and they spend the night in this abandoned mine. And it doesn't go that well for most of them.
Well, I mean, it seems like you're in all these productions. I mean, how do you time manage everything? How do you time manage all your work as well as your personal life? You know, going through this process of just becoming, you know, an actor.
Well, maybe because he doesn't have a soul, he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly, I don't sleep, and yeah, I have no friends, so that helps. No, actually, the thing is that I actually have this amazing friend group around me. I have the same best friend since I was in kindergarten,
there you
and
go.
My family and I are very close, and so it that really helps the whole journey. Because if you ever feel like you're overwhelmed, it's always nice to like have a friend fly down or a family member fly down and hang out with them and kind of get some perspective.
We get another fan question writing in. Do you have a favorite episode of Austin and Ally so far?
My favorite episode of Austin and Ally? Every episode this season has been amazing. I think this is our best season yet. But probably the one I wrote an episode last season, it was called Eggs and Extraterrestrials. And that was very fun because I got to be the head writer of that episode. So that was an amazing experience.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. That's a good episode. I guess I'm a horrible fan for never looking at the credits. So kudos there, sir. Kudos there.
No worries.
Is there going to be any I know you might have talked about this already in a second. Is there any like fun, unexpected things this weekend? Because I ran into Laura Morano a few months ago, and I just randomly like, Laura. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, let's do it the alleyway. And we started doing the dance. So is there any unexpected things maybe with you this weekend?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy you got to a dance-off with Laura.
I lost. Don't worry. I lost. There is no beating it doing it the alleyway.
No. She is the alleyway. She's the creator of it, so she, of course, will win. But I think the season will have a lot of that stuff. It's also very a very sweet season because we end up creating this music factory where we're going to help new kids who want to be actors or singers or dancers or musicians kind of grow. And it's kind of like a school of rock that we're developing. So it's going to be very sweet and more grounded season as well.
I love that movie, by the way. Love that
movie. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Take it away, guys.
Exactly.
If you weren't an actor or producer, like what career field would we find you in?
Probably go into politics. I actually thought about it as soon as I graduated high school. I actually thought for a minute that I was going to stop acting and go to university and get a degree in political science and then become a politician because that was one of my dreams growing up. And I still might do that. You never know. If I end up not being as in love with this career as I used to, then I might go into that.
Oh, wow. Really smart there.
Well, you know, Nikki can help run your campaign.
Yes.
I'll be your running mate. It'll be Copper Top and that guy. You know, it's magic. Lucas will, you know, do the hair and makeup. We're set.
Fantastic. Hey, this sounds great.
I didn't say I do hair and makeup. But anyways, Lucas back here with Edge on Air. Just wondering, fellow Canadians are now, you know, coming out of, you know, and
they're allowed on Chicago radio now. It's a big thing.
No, I'm seeing a lot of Canadians actually, you know, becoming, you know, huge superstars. So, you know, is there any difference in Canada than there is in the United States? I just want to know because I never really visited Canada before.
I think it is actually that we there's a huge booming Canadian film industry that that's existing there. That a lot of the films don't necessarily or TV shows make it down to the States or internationally. A lot of them do, but some don't. So I think you get a lot of practice because in Canada you're able to work so much of the year.
Yeah.
So you do like it's not unusual to have your own show and do a bunch of movies. So I think more than anything, it's just that actors in Canada get to practice a lot. They get to actually be on the job practicing all year round.
Right. Wow.
So is there anybody this weekend that you're working with that you sat back and maybe you hadn't worked with a lot or knew from, you know, the Disney family or, you know, the tween scene, you could say, that you're like, wow, it's really cool. I've got to connect with them.
No, I was pretty disappointed with everyone on the list, actually.
That's how I am with my co-host, so I feel your pain.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pre-interview. Yeah, you said that. no, actually, it's everyone. I knew everyone that's on this show coming in. We all film in the same studio space, so it's not unusual for us to hang out at lunch all the time. So I actually know all of them. They're all my friends, so I'm really excited.
We're excited as well. Do you have any advice for any young people who are wanting to follow their dreams, how you're doing?
Yes, quit right now and run. I'm kidding. That's completely wrong advice. No, I think if you want to do this as a career, just think of it as a journey. And there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, but if you want to have this journey be your career, it's really fun, and it has some amazing moments.
Somebody writes in, another fan wants to know, when you're listening to music right now, you're on the train, you're on the plane, you know, back in the day I used to say, what's on your iPod, but now you just keep it on your phone. What are you listening to right now?
Oh, man, I'm embarrassed to say it. You know that Blank Space song by Taylor Swift?
Yes.
And I'll write your name.
I cannot get that out of my head.
That's a catchy song. See, you know, if you, we'll just follow each other on Instagram, because Nikki knows, like, yesterday I posted an Instagram picture of Taylor Swift that says, not afraid to admit, you know, I enjoy catchy Taylor Swift lyrics. They're well written, and they're written so that way we talk about them here.
Yeah, and her voice is real and relatable, and she just struggles just like us.
Yeah, the struggle is real. Yeah. Well, also, she has a guy, Max Martin, who I feel is one of the greatest songwriters in our generation, helping her, so that kind of helps.
Yeah,
totally.
And she has a really big connection with her fan base as well, with all the Instagram pictures, with all the people that she's sending gifts to and everything, so that's really nice.
Yeah, she's brilliant. And it's too bad she's ugly as well.
I know. Wow. There you go. There it is.
We can't blame her for that.
That's going to hit the rap sheets later. You know, worthy call Swift ugly controversy. Well, maybe that's the reverse.
No, I didn't. I love you. Call me.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe it's the reverse effect. Maybe now she'll write a song, how great you are, instead of how much of a jerk you are.
No, it's actually, for Christmas this year, I'm so in love with Taylor Swift that the cast got me a bunch of, like, Taylor Swift swag. So I have, like, I have a poster up, and I have, like, a calendar in my room. It's almost embarrassing.
Hey, no, you know, you got to live that life, man. One of my BFFs, MJ, she's probably listening right now, is not embarrassed and, you know, lives the red lifestyle, as she likes to say. So, you know what,
nice.
It's a thing.
Okay, good.
So we mentioned, you know, that Taylor Swift is really close with her fans, but it seems like you are too. I noticed, like, on your Twitter page that when, you know, fans, like, tweet different things to you, you really respond to, like, a majority of all of them. Like, I think that's really amazing. Is there any, like, time that you, like, had with a fan that's most memorable to you?
Do you know what? The best times with fans is going to... might sound a little cheesy, but it's been, I go to a children's hospital sometimes to visit some sick kids, and that's, like, hands down the most amazing thing you can ever have, and most amazing experience. And it's been amazing on our show, because we have a lot of kids through the Make-A-Wish program that come on our set, and it is so awesome to see them, because they've had an amazing journey and had these amazing stories they're telling us, and it's so great to hopefully be able to brighten their day for a minute.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to have to – now I'm going to run down a little bit of laundry list here. You got a lot of cool people that you're hanging out with this weekend here in the Chicagoland area. You're in Chicago tomorrow. You are at – on Thursday. Where am I? Good Lord. On Sunday, you're at the Star Plaza Theater. So in Merrillville, Indiana, tomorrow you're at the Patio Theater. Again, you're hanging out with awesome people. Doug Cameron. Bam! What? You're hanging out with Akron Barr. You got Spencer Boldman. Ah, that's the scream. It happens. It's a thing. It's a Chicago thing. You got Noah. You got Ryan. You got Piper Curta. And when you run into Piper, she actually called in to hear a few months ago, big Bears fan. So, you know, you'll have console her for her loss living in the Western Burbs. She's probably crying right now. But that's okay. You know, full steam ahead. Before we let you go, number one question we like to ask all of our friends that call into the hotline here. Again, this interview brought to you by the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to bnair.com for more information on how you can get your broadcasting career started today. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin. Who would win in a fight, a lion or a gorilla?
Ooh. You know, I mean, the lion's the king of the jungle, but the gorilla, they're like our cousins, so I'm gonna root for them. They're part of the family.
Love it. Well, on behalf of all of us, thanks so much for calling in, and we'll catch you in town this weekend. Don't worry.
Awesome! I can't wait, man. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, that was Caleb Worthy, Austin Alley. When the crowd wants more, he brings him the thunder. What were your thoughts, guys?
Very nice guy.
He is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that eventually, hey, there might be some love in the air between
us. Oh, there you go. There you go. Hey, I legitimately know I have a lot of former colleagues from the Mouse days that think he is like top of the charts. Yeah. Woo! Fanning myself.
I mean, so. But like I said, he has a lot of time management because he has a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Clearly so far.
But we're going to take a quick timeout here on Chaotic Radio. And Lucas and Miss Nikki are going to take you the rest of the way this morning, do a bit of a recap, and don't forget to check out later. The podcast will be available from this interview. Our phone line just fell. It's one of those mornings, folks. We're going to take it home. We're going to take a quick timeout right here on SportsTownChicago.com and TheEdgeOnAir.com, the greatest music you never heard.
Don't just work for a living. Love your job. That's what I do every day. It's Lauren inviting you to check out the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. I got the opportunity to spend a lot of time at the ICB in Lombard and was completely blown away at what kind of access the students have to literally any tool imaginable. A state-of-the-art facility where real industry pros teach you the ins and outs of radio, TV, and video production. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Classes are enrolling now, so text RADIO to 33239 to get started or visit beonair.com.